The city council has been under scrutiny after allegations arose of a conspiracy among Republican council members in regards to budget cuts that led to a proposal to lease the Tolson Center to Lifeline, a religious community organization. If the leasing goes through, Tolson would no longer be run by the city parks department. Nee says he will ask the city council for a year to review the Tolson and its staff. He intends to ask for the $80,000 that were slashed from the original budget this January. He says his intent is not to bring in third parties, including Lifeline, but the decision does not solely rest with him. Residents, however, are frustrated at what they call a lack of concern for Tolson from city officials. Tensions ran high throughout the town hall. Many have accused the city of systemic racism, saying the city is ignoring the needs of the Black and Latino communities by not funding Tolson and instead directing funds to projects like the new Aquatic Center. Residents say they want more visible community representation. The city has until November 1st to vote on a final budget. The next council budget meeting is scheduled for October 23rd. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.